football on off the ball.
I've won a lot of penalties in diving, yeah. Yeah, quite a good few, yeah.
It's like the Lance Armstrong. The interview.
Oh, like if Farr was around when I was playing, I wouldn't have had a career. That's how good I was at the...
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
With thanks to Air, I'm delighted to be joined by Conor Whelan. And Air has reached another major step in its network evolution, recognised by OpenSignal as having Ireland's number one 5G network coverage. Conor, how are you getting on?
Good now. How are you getting on?
Very good, thanks. Very good. I know you've had a busy day of media duties so far. I'm not sure if you've had a chance to read the papers, but it's being reported in the Examiner that the GAA are open to talks about moving the league final to September to tie in with the Ryder Cup and create a bit of a festival of hurling.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to read up on it. I just seen a headline there, right? Yeah. I'm not sure what to think about that, to be honest. Yeah, it's definitely something different. League final in September. I don't know how that's going to work with the club season and all that, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that one plays out.
It's something, as I know you're a player, when there's a little bit of downtime as well, you like to take an opportunity to travel. Would that maybe scupper a couple of September travelling opportunities as well?
Yeah, I suppose September time we probably usually be in the middle of the championship, so yeah, I don't know how that would play out, I suppose, really. I think the two periods where you have time to kind of go away is probably at the end of the inter-county, whether you have a week or two, and then you go back to your club, or at the end of your club before you go back to your county. So I'm sure it's probably definitely not going to end the big stress anyways, but yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
I suppose taking a look at the Galway League campaign so far, it must be something that you were pretty happy with, finishing fourth overall, but some unbelievable performances from you coming in there.
Yeah, pretty decent, I suppose, really. Yeah. Probably not getting carried away with the league by any means, but yeah, look at some positive performances, and yeah, I suppose something to build off heading into a championship. But yeah, looking forward to the weekend and aware the massive test is coming there as well. So yeah, I suppose looking forward to it.
Now, one of the biggest things we often hear about in the league is the blooding of new players and younger players, and that's something that you've definitely discovered this year in Galway, and I think the whole country has been talking about the likes of Aaron Nyland's brother, and Jason Rabbit as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's great to see young players coming through and getting their chance and taking it, and I suppose they've been knocking around there the last year or so, and yeah, loads of young players coming through, and I suppose the way the game has gone now, that's very important, and you know, building a competitive group, and yeah, trying to be successful, I suppose, really. So yeah, it's been very positive, and yeah, looking forward to how that develops, I suppose, really.
A lot of those players still under 20. It's something that you'd be familiar with yourself. You know, you came in at 18 year old and played senior before you even played under 21, and we were chatting about it, and Will O'Callaghan mentioned that Paul Murphy had said before that in your first year coming in, he might have been near you on the field as an 18-year-old, and he couldn't believe the difference in 1 year physically that you'd brought when you came back a second year. Do you think it's a little bit different now because of all the strength and conditioning pathways that are in place, that 18-year-olds are probably at the rate that maybe back in your day 20-year-olds were at?
Yes and no. Like, I think different players develop at different stages as well. And I think, you know, I think I've definitely seen that in Galway, where, you know, a player could be 20, 21, and, you know, it takes him a little bit longer to develop. He could be 23 by the time he properly fills out, and, you know, he becomes very much a different specimen at that stage. And yeah, I suppose just the nature of elite level inter-county hurling, in that, you know, you want them here now, but sometimes you have to wait a couple of years for them to progress and come through. And some are ready at 18 and some are ready at 20, and some will be 23, 24 and sometimes older. So yeah, I suppose it's just the way it is, the way it evolves. There's definitely more structure around S&C and more of a clear pathway and support for that now. And, you know, that definitely helps. But I suppose the demands and the level has gone up as well. So yeah, I suppose it's multifaceted, I suppose, really.
Was it something that you were very conscious of at the time, bulking up and trying to put on that lot of muscle, or was it more of just a natural progression of you filling out?
Probably a bit of both, to be honest. I think, you're coming up against the likes of Paul Murphy. Like, you have to be able to physically compete with Paul Murphy, or else you're not going to come within a stone's throw of him. So, yeah, I suppose when you go away in 2015 after losing to Ireland, you probably look at it and say, one of the key areas you need to work on is getting stronger. And I suppose that time it wasn't a split season. You had, I suppose, a prolonged off season where you could work on that and come back in better shape. And I probably had my worst year of all in 16, where I just didn't really fire at all. And I think probably may have focused too much on that aspect of it and went away from focusing on your skill set and your hurling. So, I suppose the way hurling is, it's there's a lot of different aspects to it, and you need to be able to, at the end of the day, your skill set needs to be very high as well. So, yeah, I think coming through and progressing there's no secret sauce or any one thing that a player needs to do. I think it's a mixture of, your strength and conditioning and your nutrition, and also your skill set and developing tactically and stuff like that as well. So, yeah, I suppose it's a lot of different things.
You mentioned there focusing away from the skill set. Do you think it could be not a worry for hurling, but just some kind of a trend that the focus is turning away from skill and creativity and more to like a very specific plan that everyone knows what they're going to do with the ball before they even see the situation that's unfolding?
I kind of understand what you're saying. At the same time, I think hurling is so fast that you can have the best plan in the world, but a ball can be moved 90 yards down the field, and the plan can go out the window. I think the modern game is based around retention of the ball and possession, and I suppose it shows that if you're giving the ball away consistently, that teams are so good now that you're going to get punished. And yeah, I suppose that's transcended into the way teams are playing and how they're trying to retain the ball. But I still think there's a massive individual aspect to it, where within that you're relying on players to be able to execute at the highest level under pressure. And I suppose that's always been there, and I think that'll always be there anyways.
I was speaking to the Meath footballer Rory Kinsley yesterday, and he mentioned the idea of creative turnovers and that they were allowed an unlimited amount of creative turnovers per game. So that if they were trying something new, or if they were going for a two-pointer and they kicked it wide or they lost the ball, that was no problem. Whereas if they gave the ball away in an unforced ever, that's when the issues come in. Do you think that's a It's something that starts in the dressing room, really. So you're not going to get a bollocking if you do take on a shot every now and then.
Yeah, look, I think that's part and parcel of sport. I think mistakes are inevitable. That's what makes the game. And yeah, I suppose, to be fair to Micheál and his management team, they're very cognizant of players trying things and taking it on, and aware that it's not perfect and it's never going to be perfect. So yeah, I suppose that's part and parcel of the game. I suppose whether you openly acknowledge that or not, I think you have to accept that, whether you're a player or a manager, that mistakes are going to happen, and there's going to be unforced turnovers as well, as much as forced turnovers. So yeah, I think it's just part of the game. And yeah, just accepting that that's probably going to happen.
Just to take a look to this weekend's fixture, opening round of the Leinster Hurling Championship. We hear so much talk about the Munster Hurling Championship. Do you sometimes feel like you've been left in the dark a little bit?
Yeah, well, I suppose the Munster Championship is very unique in its own right. And then I suppose over the Leinster Championship, Kilkenny have been the dominating force over the last 6 years, and rightly so. And I suppose it's up to the rest of the chasing pack to try and close that gap. And I suppose that's very much the challenge that's been put in front of us on Saturdays, trying to get to the standard bearers and trying to compete. So yeah, I suppose we're very much in our own cycle of the challenge that's in front of us, I suppose, really.
I know you can never compare league and championship, and you faced Kilkenny what, maybe 6 weeks ago now, and put up 35 points against them and gave them a bit of a hammering. How different will it be this weekend come championship, especially because they'll have their backs up over what they would always deem an unacceptable performance for Kilkenny?
Yeah, I think any day you're playing Kilkenny, In Championship hurling, it's going to be an absolute dogfight, and we're under no illusions about that. We're not dwelling too much on a league performance, nor are they or any other team. I think if there's any team going into the weekend, I suppose getting carried away based off their league performance, I think they're going to be in trouble at the weekend. So yeah, look, I think that's completely relevant, and I think the level that they've been operating at and how much of a challenge they've been for us, we're not getting carried away or thinking that they're not going to come with a massive challenge that I suppose we were aware of the challenge that we face, and yeah, I suppose looking forward to it as well.
They'll be going for their seventh consecutive title this year. How important would it be for this Galway group to get a Leinster title under their belts?
Yeah, I think every year it's been very important for us. I think we've came up short over that last 6 years in a number of different ways. We've lost in the last puck of a game. We've been comprehensively beaten. But ultimately, we haven't gotten across the line. And yeah, I think for this group, it's important that you're up there and you're challenging and competing for silverware and ultimately getting across the line. And I think the focus for this group right now is on the here and now. And yeah, I suppose that's on Saturday evening, I suppose, really.
You're looking forward to it. Like there must be as a player, like Tommy Walsh was speaking about it yesterday on our breakfast show, that it's the one thing he'd nearly miss as a player was the buzz running up to Championship week. Do you really feed off that?
I think you enjoy it. I think when you get that bit older as well, that it's not going to last forever. So, yeah, I suppose I've had my injuries in the season, and I suppose fortunate enough to have a clean bit of health. And yeah, looking forward to the group and I suppose how we're going to go about it. And the massive test is coming your way as well. And playing Kilkenny in Championship hurling, I suppose that's the ultimate test for any group of players. And yeah, I suppose that's the games that you want to be playing in, I suppose, really.
You've Micheál Donoghue back for his second year this year in his second stint as Galway manager. Is it different this time, or is it much of the same, just different group of players?
Bit of both, I suppose. Yeah, probably at a different stage myself now, and he's probably at a different stage as well, but it's also the same in that I suppose I was there in 2017 and 18 and 19 with Micheál, and you have that relationship, and I suppose what he's about, so you probably don't need that bedding in period as much yourself as a player. And yeah, look, at Micheál and his management team are excellent, and the support they give you as a player, and yeah, just I suppose really, really enjoying it, I suppose, really.
I know you've mentioned before on a podcast that maybe last year wasn't the best for Galway hurling, but the noise outside almost made it seem a lot worse. And you're never as bad as you think you are. And if you're playing good, you're also never as good as you think you are. It maybe doesn't feel like such an overhaul when you're inside the camp as opposed to from the outside looking in, does it?
Yeah, I suppose I can only speak for myself from my own perspective, but yeah, I suppose I'd never really get too carried away when we're going well, and I wouldn't get too low when we're going bad either. I think, you're always only one fixture away from it being a different outcome, and even within games, you take the Tipperary game last year in the first half, we failed to execute and turned over an awful lot of ball, and ultimately, if you do that at that level, you're going to come up short. Does that mean that you're the worst team in the country or that everything's wrong? It doesn't, but you're left with that winter time to try to process that and try to come back a better team. And yeah, I suppose that's been the challenge for us as a group, trying to, I suppose, build on the areas that we came up short in last year and trying to progress and develop from there, I suppose, really.
It's unusual even this week to see players put forward for media before the first championship game of the year. You've spoken about it before as well that you don't think it should be affecting a player too much if they're thinking about speaking to the media, that maybe their head's not in the right space. And we've seen Ben O'Connor talk about it a lot as well this year from a Cork point of view, saying, I don't really want my players to be just towing the party line. I want them to go out and express themselves, and we've seen that in a couple of controversial headlines maybe over the last week or two. What would your thoughts on that be?
Like, yeah, I suppose really as media, like I suppose I don't really dwell on it too much. Like I suppose when you look at it in the context of other sports, you look at your rugby or your soccer or whatever, like you look at them doing interviews sometimes the morning of a game or whatever, like that's just how my view would be on that, like media is media, but at the end of the day, if you're putting that down to your performance, I think, there's you're probably clutching at straws, I suppose, really. So yeah, I suppose I just probably try to focus on playing the game and focusing on trying to control that aspect of it. And I suppose media is media. I can't control what they'll write or say. So yeah, that's just how it is.
Oh, well, I'm saying anything bad anyway, Connor, that's for sure, don't worry.
I'll take your word for that, right?
And just finally, before I let you go, I was listening to your chat in the GAA social earlier, and you were telling the story about how when you arrived up to play the challenge game before the game against Cork, you had no boots, and maybe how different players prepare differently, and how that might be seen in another light now, and more of the high performance view that's gone into teams. But how important is it for you for players to be able to bring their personalities to the table, and for then, I know you've got like a background in psychology, and for that then to feed into their performances on the field.
I don't know, am I qualified enough to be able to speak on that? But yeah, look, I suppose I think being able to express yourself as a person, I think within a group, being who you are, not just, I suppose, yeah, not just being, I don't know what the right term is, I suppose being comfortable in your own skin that you're coming into a group, I think sometimes can be daunting. And sometimes as a player, you can probably give away some of yourself, even expressing yourself, because you're not sure is the right thing. But I think, yeah, I think it's so important to just be yourself and embrace who you are. And ultimately you've gotten to this level because you have the skill set and the character that you have. And yeah, I suppose bringing that, and credit to the young lads coming through with Galway, they're all just coming as they are and express themselves. And yeah, I think that's something that you love to see as an older player in the group, that they're coming in there and they're backing themselves and believing in themselves. And that's ultimately all that you can ask of an individual, is just to go out there and try to do their best, I suppose, really.
And when you go out to play the Leinster Hurling Championship now this weekend, and you know, not at the end of your career, but at the opposite end of it
Carefully, carefully.
to maybe others on the panel, do you enjoy it more, or is it similar to when you first went out? You've always been someone who's enjoyed playing hurling.
There's probably ups and downs along the way. I think, yeah, definitely enjoying it an awful lot this year. And yeah, just enjoying how it's evolving and developing. And yeah, I suppose not taking it for granted. I suppose I'm at the age now, 29, where you don't really know how many more years you have and whatever. And yeah, just enjoying it and knowing that it can't last forever, and not taking it for granted. And yeah, I suppose when you're a young lad coming through, you're just thinking that this is going to be here forever. But yeah, I suppose time goes by so fast, and yeah, just, I suppose, not taking it for granted, I suppose, really.
We saw at the weekend Galway came away with the Division 1A Camogie. They had an unbelievable victory over Cork in the Camogie final as well. There seems to just be like a great atmosphere around Galway in terms of hurling and Camogie, with Athenry winning the All-Ireland Club final as well. Do you ever cross paths with the Camogie team?
Yeah, I know a good few of them. Like, all the players in the panel, I know a good few of them. And Niamh Mallon, who plays them, is our nutritionist. So yeah, we'd be following them and supporting them. And yeah, their final last year was savage. And Carrie nailing the free at the end. And yeah, look, we'd be massive supporters of them. And I'd know Colin Murray and a good few of them involved as well. So yeah, look, it's a massive lift for the county and great to see. And yeah, obviously they've some tough championship games coming up as well. So yeah, we'll be tuning in and following it. And yeah, I suppose they're a very, very talented group, and we're probably a bit unlucky the couple of years beforehand where they're on the wrong side of it. But yeah, it was great to see them get their reward last year.
But Connor, the very best of luck this weekend and for the season ahead. Thanks
Robert.
very much.
Thanks so much. All right, see you now.